Hi, this is DeRoy Murdoch, Fox News contributor in Manhattan. I'm very happy to be on Audrey Russo's show on Real Talk. I urge you to listen as often as you can because, after all, Audrey Russo's show builds strong bones and muscles.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. Is it fair to still call those committing warfare across our southern border cartels? They appear more akin to a standing army. Will our response now change toward this well-armed militia? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Major General Paul Vallely is a West Point graduate, a retired deputy commanding general for the U.S. Army, a veteran of two combat tours in Vietnam, and a graduate of the Industrial College of the Armed Forces and the Army War College. Throughout his 32-year military career, Major General Vallely served in positions such as infantry company commander, intelligence officer, operations officer, and military advisor. His theaters of operation included Europe and the Pacific Rim countries. He has over 15 years' experience in special operations, psychological, and civil military operations. General Vallely has served as a military analyst for the Fox News Channel and is a guest on numerous nationally syndicated radio and TV talk shows. He's a best-selling author and the founder of Stand Up America. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Major General Paul Vallely. Welcome back, Paul.
Well, thank you, Audrey. Happy to be back with you again.
No, it's great.
For
to
sure.
Yes, absolutely. And we're going to jump right in. There are small armies that control vast swaths of territory across Mexico. The Mexican army, of course, is powerless to stop them. As we've discussed this last time, the weapons used in the war in Ukraine are now finding their way and they're showing up at our southern border. Is it fair at this point or right even to call these invaders cartels when they look more like a standing army?
Well, they are. They're a militarized force now. They're more than a cartel. They're international financiers of drugs, sex trafficking. They're involved in a lot of things from a financial standpoint, but they are a global threat, not only to the United States, but to Canada and the South American and Central American countries, where they're taking advantage of these refugees who go by boat, who come up through the jungles of Colombia, through Panama, up through Mexico. But it's a disgrace to America to allow criminal activity to cross our borders. We even have pictures of cartel members in their military uniforms with arms on or have crossed the border. Wow. And so this is a national defense problem. The Department of Defense should be implementing Operation Sinaloa, which we sent the plan to Trump. We've sent it to the Pentagon. But the generals and admirals won't take any action to protect our southern border against this militarized force. They have a cybersecurity capability. They have helicopters. They have armored vehicles. We see the Chinese now coming across the border that could be infiltrating into the different areas near our military bases, taking pictures and perhaps setting up as potential individuals who would engage through weapons attacks on our military bases in sensitive locations. So this is a real war, but the Pentagon's not taking it seriously. Matter of fact, it's interesting. General Milley said, this is a police operation. Yeah, tell me what police force is going to take on the cartels. This is how naive and how unresponsive our generals and admirals have been in protecting America.
Well, is Milley just playing us for fools that he doesn't think we know the difference between something that requires a military action and a police action? Does he think we're fools?
Well, I mean, what's a police action? Police actions prevent crime in your local city
right.
and towns.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that's their mission. And certainly we could be using the reserves and National Guard more along our borders. But we have to take this seriously. I mean, this is a violation. And we have treason being conducted by members of the Biden administration of aiding and abetting an enemy.
Yeah.
And the cartels are an enemy of America.
Absolutely.
They control the Mexican government. So the Mexican government's not going to do anything.
They do, don't they? They do control the Mexican government.
Correct.
Yeah. The latest update on Operation Sinaloa shares actual video of cartel members utilizing our weapons that were supposed to be in the Ukraine. How can any American in the DOD, Congress, or just working in our government who see these videos not sound the alarm?
Because they're not responsible. They don't care. They lie. Mayorkas is a liar. Yeah. Biden lies. The borders are Kamala Harris. She's out doing a word salad presentations all over, not doing her job. But they're totally incompetent. And this is a total embarrassment to America to have these inept leaders in charge of making decisions about the present and future America. I'm disgusted with that.
I mean, absolutely, every reason to be disgusted with it. Anything else would be a betrayal of the Constitution. If you're not sounding an alarm, and I'm wondering exactly when is the GOP in Congress, when are they going to hold Mayorkas accountable for how many times he's committed perjury already?
Well, it shows you how ineffective our Congress is. The congressmen and senators, yeah, they have hearings, but they appear to go nowhere. I think the I'm trying to think of the congressman who just wrote a book from Utah. But anyhow, he stated in that book that Congress can only affect 15% of what happens in our government. The rest of it's controlled by the deep state.
Oh my God! Oh, are you? Oh, is he former? I think you're talking about, oh my gosh, I have his face in my mind and I can't remember his name, but he was in Congress. He's not in Congress any longer, am I correct?
Correct. He's on Fox News now.
Yeah. So at least, of course, that's the only time they tell the truth is when they're not in Congress anymore. So he says the deep state, I think we could see that clearly, that our representatives are basically impotent at this point, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, they're trying to move toward an impeachment now of Biden. We'll see what happens there. Impeachment of Mayorkas, the Attorney General Garrity. I mean, and these people are totally corrupt.
Garland,
misleading America.
Yeah, Merrick Garland is a disgrace.
Merrick Garland,
yeah, he's a disgrace. He's a disgrace, and all of them are. You were to
all of them. There's not one you can say is a true leader doing positive things for America. Not one. Not in energy, commerce, transportation, CIA.
No, it's true.
Business activities of Ray at FBI. I mean, it's just incredible. What America feels helpless. What can we do about it? That's a question I keep getting. What can we do about it? That's why our new book called The Invisible Threat of Terrorism and Treason in America, and the invisible treason that's going on. Our book will be out in October, but we outline all the treasonous activities, who's conducted them, and what should be done about it. So hopefully that will make some impact.
Yeah, absolutely. And you wrote a brilliant piece at Stand Up America titled, Is Our Constitution Dead? Now, that's a great question, considering how communist Democrats trample it, work around it, and basically scoff at SCOTUS decisions based upon it. So is our Constitution dead?
Well, when our politicians can change the meaning of the Constitution each and every day just by finding a new and creative way to interpret the text of the Constitution, there's no realistic limit on the government power. and they can lie about it. They can work around. Biden does executive orders, which violates the Constitution. So if we allow that to happen, the federal government can change the Constitution without getting permission from the American people or the states for going through the process of a constitutional change. In that scenario, there's virtually nothing you can do to stop them. That leaves the government holding all the cards and puts you as an individual citizen in a very vulnerable position. So the Constitution right now is dead, as far as I'm concerned, because the government's not abiding by it.
Well, it's true, and we have, unfortunately, remember taxation without representation? That's where we are right now, because they are taxing us through the roof, and they are not representing us any longer. This is really disturbing, especially when it comes to the Constitution, when it comes to their language that they're using and how they are affecting our military as well, where in the budget, in the DOD 2023 budget, they're asking for $34.2 million to root out extremism. So what do they mean by extremism? It seems to me, I don't know, constitutionalist, patriots, that's what it looks like.
Well, we got to keep in mind the Constitution really lays out the power between the national and state governments. I'll go back to what I've said on your program before. Under the 10th Amendment, the governors aren't doing what they can do.
No, they're not.
To offset the violations of the Constitution by the federal government. They should not allow the federal government to restrict what energy can be produced within the states like Texas, Alaska, Montana, Idaho, Wyoming. If we look at the violation of our southern borders, where you have California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, are up against this onslaught of illegal border crossers, weapons and drugs. Yeah. And so the governors could be doing a lot more. Also, I think who's derelict in all of this is the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
They got to go beyond just sitting there waiting for a case to be presented to them. They have the authority under the Constitution of the third leg government to take action if there's violations, and they're doing nothing in that regard. They're doing nothing to help the onslaught of irregularities and misinterpretations that are going on in the justice system against President Trump.
And yeah, and that continues.
Where's the Supreme Court acting to prevent what's going on in illegal activities by the Communist Democratic Party?
It makes you wonder why they almost have a paralysis, just like the Republicans in Congress have a paralysis about pointing out what it is that is unconstitutional when they have violated the Constitution, when they are lied before Congress, and they're. And they seem to be, it makes you wonder, do they have something? Could they possibly have something on all of these people? What threat is over them that they won't act on our behalf?
It's beyond that. It's intentional. It's been laid out by the Communist Manifesto. It's been laid out in our schools to teach our young students this left-wing ideology. Against whites, white supremacists. That's
yes.
All made up.
It's all made up.
All this transgender stuff that's made up. Men pretending they're women by putting on women's clothes.
Yeah.
Making up the transgender. I mean, all of this is intentional, Audrey. And then we have above that the World Economic Forum, headed by Klaus Schwab, who is directing, working with Soros to fund all of these anti-American, anti-constitutional initiatives.
Yeah. Yeah,
I find many, and even here where I live, of people that are intelligent, that have been educated, can't connect the dots yet of what's going on. This is intentional, and they've been able to harness the media to support that.
Yeah, they don't have to do too much because a lot of those that agree with them are in the media, unfortunately. You even have people, now you've heard it in California, you know, what they're trying to do when it comes to, gas-fueled vehicles that they want, the EV. But now you have Klaus Schwab's daughter saying, we're going to go from gas cars to electric cars, whether we like it or not. Who are these people?
Well, they're evil people. There's no doubt about that. they've been blessed by Satan.
That's right.
In one way to put it, because that's what evil is. But now you find out the Eastern Europeans are standing up. Western European nations are failing. NATO's failing.
Yeah.
We're failing. The new alliances with BRIC, the new financial system, will have up to 40 nations in it by the end of this year.
What's that?
And they're going to kill the dollar. Yeah. That's their intention.
Oh.
And the Chinese continue to threaten Taiwan. So we're losing and they're winning.
Yeah, right now, because I don't think that we realize we're in a war. I think that's why we're losing. We don't realize we're in a war. We've mentioned in the past the Patriots International Alliance. Would you give us an update on the Ukraine-Russia ceasefire summit? Because that's what's Ukraine-Russia ceasefire summit, and that's coming soon.
Well, the Patriots International Summit, which we're a part of, and I'm a delegate co-chairman of that, the PIA, which will include up to 30 delegates at a ceasefire summit that we're planning in Malta in September. We are seeing initiatives now even by Saudi Arabia, by Japan. We've gotten communiques back from them that they back the of this non-government organization to conduct a ceasefire summit. But, of course, it must be attended by Russia to be effective. So we're still planning it. We'll be coming out with a new press release later this week.
Do you have, I know you have contacts with certain individuals when it comes to Russia. Are they willing? Is anyone willing in Russia to attend this?
Yeah, they're willing. They'd like to see a road to peace.
Certainly.
They're tired of losing their young men in Russia. And, of course, Ukraine, we keep dumping billions of dollars in there, which is an unnecessary involvement on our part, as far as I'm concerned. But there's got to be some prevailing sanity here that will bring this to an end, because it's affecting everything around the world, in Europe again, and nobody trusts America anymore. We have no friends. I've challenged people, tell me one friend we have anymore, anywhere. And now you've got basically the dismantling of Canada. What's going on in Canada is not reported too much, but Justin Trudeau has basically destroyed that country with his left-wing parliament and supporters. So you have the First Nation people up in Canada standing up. So you're going to see more about that. But there could be a real revolution in Canada. That's how bad it is.
Well, that would be something, because they are people that tend to, I mean, you really have to push them, and I guess you had to push them this far, because I'm sure you're aware what happened up there when with that pastor, who now they've convicted him for, what was it? I'm trying to remember the, what the charges were insulting, actually. I'm going to pull this up here. It was, I'm sorry, here we go, Artur Pawlowski. He's the Polish-Canadian pastor.
Pawlowski.
Yes, he was found guilty of mischief and intent to incite, and he could be sentenced to up to 10 years for this. Tell me this is not Christian persecution at this point.
It's exactly what it is. And the peoples, particularly in Western Canada, in Alberta, for example, they're fed up with this. And the First Nation people now are exercising sovereignty of the Indian nations up there. They call them the First Nation people. And so there's meetings every day. They're connecting on the internet, on conferences. And so anyhow, that's going on. And then our southern border... it's an absolute mess. We need a leader today that can get us back to where we need to be.
Well, we seem to
and
have
right
no,
now, that's the only one I see is President Trump.
That's
I don't
it.
See any of these other candidates capable of turning this country around other than Trump.
No, yeah, I agree with you. He's the only one that seems to have the strength, and that's exactly why they continue to go after him. And and the fact that it is so blatantly obvious that they're doing this, this is election interference. This is they are Biden's own Department of Justice is persecuting the leader of the opposition party. What can you call this, a banana republic now?
Because no That's one. Exactly right. That's exactly right.
It's unbelievable.
And they're continuing to gain power each and every day. But I don't see Kamala Harris or Biden being on the ticket. I think the Democrats are going to be forced to go some other route. There may not even be an election. We know they'll cheat again.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the things our new book, The Treason in America, will point out to everybody what's really happened on the fraudulent election of 2020. I hate to keep going back to that.
But you have to.
That's where all the problems were created.
Well, you have to go back to that because Americans are not really sure that their vote's going to count. It wasn't Trump that was robbed. It was the American people that were robbed of their votes. And so,
That's right. Yeah.
So we're not so sure. They have lost confidence in the election process because our own representatives are saying, "Well, we don't think it was stolen when it was obviously stolen." The child can figure that one out. And if we can't have a fair election, what do we have?
Well, it's just like these Republicans. They want to get beyond the 2020 election. Let's not talk about it anymore. But if you don't talk about it, we're going to have the same thing in 2024.
Exactly.
Where you have the cheating. You have these mules with all of these ballots being fed in. They're not ballots by people that are living. They're all fraud, paper ballots. And we understand even the six major swing states haven't corrected the voter illegalities and voter inconsistencies at the precinct level.
Yeah.
And if they don't correct those, again, the Democrats will do everything they can to cheat.
Yeah, of course they will. Of course they will. I don't know what they have planned, but I don't think anything is below them to do to us. I mean,
nothing.
They would work with, they are our enemy. They are our fifth column in this country, because that's why I call them communist Democrats. So what does the 2024 election cycle look like to you at this point?
Well, it's going to be determined by so many things. External threats, again, what's happening, what's China going to do to be the dominant power in the world against America? What kind of threats are we going to continue to have internally to break down our justice system in America, where you have increased criminality going on in this? All of that's going to affect the elections. And then the Democratic plan to destroy whatever credibility any votes will be at the precinct level, unless they correct it. And as I said, it'll be cheating again. And again, they may create some kind of a false flag operation where they call off the elections. But again,
do you think they would do that?
They can't continue with Biden. They know he's sick. He's got dementia. He's not a well person. He's not capable of sound judgment. Obama, more and more cars are seen at Colorama, which is his home in D.C., each and every day. So they know most of the meetings going on with Obama, who's running the government now, is happening. We need more reporting on that, what's happening over at Colorama there at his home.
Yeah, no, I wasn't aware of that. But there were some that are saying by March that the primaries will be over because Trump continues to gain. When it is clear that he is the nominee, how can they go forward with anything at all at this point when it comes to these indictments, which are fraudulent anyway? Won't it be obvious this is a banana republic then? If they continue.
Yeah, I think so. It's going to become more obvious. And again, maybe the Supreme Court will get involved. They should. This whole thing should be reversed. We look at uncharted waters, as they call them, for the next 10 months. Anything could happen each and every day. We just don't know.
Yeah.
But there's a battle, and we've got to win that battle against these left-wing ideologues in the Democratic Party.
Exactly, or the Communist Democrats. I'm concerned, as we're well aware, that when communists take hold of power, the only way to regain it is to rip it from their hands. They do not willingly let go of power. that they've stolen. Right. Now, I hate to say this, but the communists in power are moving us closer to an armed conflict. Is this more of a reality than it has been in the past?
Yes, and it's going to continue as long as the militarized FBI, the IRS, and other government agencies start raiding and taking advantage of Americans in their small businesses and in the communities. And we hope the Patriot Guards of America will stand up in each county and protect the Americans against government overreach if that occurs. But we have all the rights to protect ourselves by the Constitution, and we don't want to see armed conflict, but these left-wingers, ideologues, they're pushing it. They're pushing it to the hilt to antagonize the American people. I mean, look at the small businesses that are going out of business in the shopping centers. Yeah. I saw a thing on the Embarcadero in San Francisco. There are only two businesses open there because of the criminal activity. And so you have all of that going on in these Democratic-controlled cities. And so the people there are getting fed up with it. So you may see the start of some type of a revolution, a counter-revolution going on.
But they are provoking.
I mean, they're pushing the bubble here.
That's it. I think that they're provoking it. I think they're trying to cause that to happen. They know how much the American people could take. They just will not. Like, as you said, what's happening in San Francisco, it's happening in Portland. Now, Portland, they're not going to be even punished, you know, legally, because I don't know if you saw Andy Ngo, who was beat up on camera by Antifa and right. BLM, and they said, and they found them not guilty. We have a video. I mean, with video evidence, they said they're not guilty. So, they are pushing us toward an armed conflict. I think they're miscalculating. I don't think they really want that. They're asking for it, but
they don't. They want to control it before it happens. That's what they want to do.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I get it now. Paul, where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work, Order America's Endgame for the 21st Century, Reality Prism, and also The Mindless War, and also the book that's coming up? Will you be able to pre-order that before October?
Yes, we'll do that once we get it to the publisher in about another week. But go to standupamericaus.org, standupamericaus.org. Support what we're doing at the foundation. We need donations to survive. We've been in existence since 2006. We do wonderful things in our publication department as far as event planning. We're engaged in of course, the ceasefire in Russia. We're engaged in many studies that will give guidance to our new leaders if they'll accept it. Yeah. We have a lot of talented people spread throughout the country that are a part of the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation.
Yes, excellent. And as always, I'll have those links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the on-air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links and info you need to follow the General's work. Thank you so much, Paul, again, for sharing your brilliant assessments with us. We look forward to your return to the show. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.